impact for long and healthy life.
It's not your fault, baby, it's not mine. Not a chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right smack dab in the middle. We are right smack dab.
The Secret Truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield.
Well, I tell you what, Charlotte, this next lady is an international wonderful lady. She's been working against a lot of this nuclear hazardous, you know what I mean, bombs and devices and power, you know, sources and so forth for years, for decades, over 37 years. Her name is Dr. Helen Caldicott, the single most articulate and passionate advocate of citizen action to remedy the nuclear and environmental crises. Dr. Helen Caldicott has devoted over 38 years to an international campaign to educate the public about the medical hazards of the nuclear age and the necessary changes in human behavior to stop environmental destruction. In addition, one of her umbrella groups, the International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War, won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1985. I can go on and on, but welcome to our program, and we are honored to have you, Dr. Helen Caldicott.
Thank you.
Well, I tell you what, you've been up against some really frustrating times. Is that true?
Oh, yes. For 41 years trying to battle the nuclear power and weapons industry, they must be the toughest critters on earth, I think.
I noticed in some of your presentations, your tone and some of your words, words were very frustrating. And you've been at this for, what, 38 years plus? And when you first started, was there much more enthusiasm for this anti-nuclear, industry or what?
Well, I started work in 1971, actually, and I was a very young doctor, and I was driven to write a letter to the local newspaper because France had come down to the Pacific Ocean and was testing nuclear weapons in the atmosphere. And in Adelaide, the town where I lived, we were getting a very high fallout in the water, which was concentrating in the milk, and strontium 90 was probably getting into children's teeth and bones. And I wrote a letter saying that these children could develop leukemia and or cancer. And the letter was published. And every time the French blew up another bomb, I was on television talking about fallout and radiation and cancer, which I knew a lot about.
So you got your start in that early 71 period.
That's correct, yes. And 75% of Australians rose up
right?
against the French and demanded that the French stop blowing up bombs in the atmosphere, and we took France to the International Court of Justice, and she was forced to test underground. So it was a victory, really, purely by education.
What is the status right now of the movement, in your own words? How would you describe what's going on right now in this world, and especially after this Fukushima disaster, which has a world impact and threat to the whole world, does it not?
Oh, Fukushima is a terrible tragedy, not just for the Japanese people, but for the Northern Hemisphere. And the accident is not over. And it's very tenuous. In fact, if there's another earthquake there, a large one, Building 4 could collapse, and there would be a huge release of radiation such that Tokyo would need to be evacuated, and that's 39 million people. and the radiation would come over and land all over the United States, and people would later be developing cancer and leukemia, and it takes about 5 to 70 years for those diseases to develop once you've inhaled or eaten radioactive food. So it's a disaster waiting to happen, and I do not see the governments of the world or the United Nations doing anything about this at all. It's quite an extraordinary situation.
We have, Charlotte and I have taken an initiative to have a Fukushima Solutions Conference here in Austin, Texas, hopefully mid-July, and we would certainly love for you to be a part of that.
Well, I live in Australia. You'll have to fly me over.
Right, we'll do that. Sure, we'll fly you over first class, because you're a first-class lady and a battler. You're a first-class lady and a battler and activist against what has now become, with Fukushima, man, a death wish almost for the world.
Not the whole world. You see, the two air masses of the northern and southern hemisphere don't mix at the equator, so you get the fallout. Down in Australia, it won't affect us, except that huge amounts of radioactive materials have been put into the sea in the Pacific Ocean, and the currents go north to south, and the fish swim all over the place. So we'll be impacted by that.
Right. Go ahead, Sean.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you. I've watched a lot of your presentations on the Internet, on some colleges and some on YouTube. You talk about over 200 types of radioactive isotopes and all having various, shelf lives, if you were. A lot of people will say, well, you get radiation from the sun. What would you say to the critics and to the advocates for nuclear energy to claim that those 200-plus type isotopes are the same as the radiation we get from the sun?
I speak as a physician, and it's well known medically that all radiation is dangerous. It's estimated that 30% of the cancers we see are induced by background radiation from the sun and from radon that comes from rocks on the earth and the like. Radiation is cumulative. Each dose you get adds to your risk of getting cancer. No radiation is safe. You mustn't walk through those X-ray machines at the airport. You must not. Fetuses are thousands of times more sensitive to radiation than adults, children 20 times more so, and little girls are twice as sensitive as little boys. We don't know why. So to say that, well, we're just exposed to background radiation, so it's all fine, it's not fine at all. Radiation causes mutations which cause genetic diseases like cystic fibrosis, diabetes, and others that are passed on down the generations, and it causes cancer and leukemia. That's just a fact of life, and they are lying when they say things like that.
Yes, yeah, so we've laid waste, as you've said. I've been very concerned about the depleted uranium in the Middle East. What would be your comments about Iraq, Afghanistan, et cetera?
Well, the American military found that uranium-238, which is a waste product from nuclear power and weapons production, is 1.7 times more dense than lead, and so it makes terrific anti-tank shells. It penetrates the armor of a tank like a hot knife through butter. But when the uranium shell hits a tank, it burns. It's pyrophoric, and up to 80% of it burns, producing tiny little particles that can be inhaled into the lung. America used 360 tons of this ammunition in Basra, in the first Gulf invasion. They've used it in Baghdad, where half the population of 5 million is children, and they used a hell of a lot of it in Fallujah. In Fallujah, the incidence of severe congenital anomalies, like babies being born with no brains or single eyes or no arms and the like, is so high, it's about 25% of births now, that the doctors have told the mothers to stop having babies. The trouble is that uranium-238 lasts for billions of years, billions. And the incidence of childhood cancer is extremely high. And because of the sanctions, the doctors can't get the drugs to treat their childhood patients. So America's conducting, in effect, a nuclear war in Iraq. They're using this ammunition, too, in Afghanistan. They used it in Bosnia. They're selling it all over the world. And I went to the factory the other day in Tennessee,
Hold that thought, and we'll get back to Ralph Clancy. We've got to take a break.
We've got to cut out. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield, and a warm welcome back to Dr. Helen Caldicott, who's joining us all the way from Australia. Is that correct, Dr. Caldicott?
Yes, I'm in a little fishing village south of Sydney.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you were speaking about your visit to the United States, Tennessee, some sort of manufacturing facility.
Yes, the facility is called Aerojet, and it was like standing outside, like watching a factory producing the gas ovens that Hitler made during the war to kill the Jews and the homosexuals and the others, you know, the mentally retarded. It was the most extraordinary experience, knowing that factory is producing weapons that are creating the most ghastly birth deformities and cancer in children and will do so for the rest of time because, you see, they're contaminating the cradle of civilization between the Tigris and Euphrates River in Iraq, where civilization began. That's where writing began and the law began and arithmetic and mathematics. It's just an extraordinary thing. And you know, there's been virtually no publicity about this in America. And indeed, I wrote an article for the New York Times about it, oh, probably 8 or 9 years ago, and they refused to publish it. It was a straight medical article. So why would the New York Times refuse to publish something like that? What is the cover-up? Why is there a cover-up?
Well, I'm afraid that our senators are very much controlled by General Electric and some of these mega corporations, Halliburton, et cetera, not to pick on General Electric or Halliburton. But unfortunately, the United States Congress and Senate do not respond to the people anymore. They're bought and sold and paid for by these global corporate warmongering corporations.
Yes, I know. I actually, when I spoke at an Occupy demonstration outside the EPA the other day in Washington, I called them corporate prostitutes, and they really are, except, you know, maybe Bernie Sanders from Vermont, who's a wonderful, magnificent man. But you see, the thing about America is that most people don't vote, and I don't understand that because in Australia, voting is compulsory. We get fined $50 if we don't vote. We consider it a privilege to live in a democracy. And I tell people in America, if you don't vote, go and live in Yemen, because if you live in a democracy, you have a responsibility, and voting should be compulsory. But more than that, once you've voted, if you don't get to know your Congress representatives, congressional, and your senators, and go and see them every time they come home to their district, like once a week. They're always there. And educate them and say, if you don't do this, this, and this, and if you don't read this book or take doctors with you and teach them, then you leave a vacuum into which step the corporation. So it really is in the hands of the people. The people are the leaders, and the people in Congress are your representatives. The president is not your leader. You are his leaders, you know? And people don't understand that. So I think the Occupy movement is the first time I've seen people get off their couches and off their chairs in front of their computers and go and do something really positive. I think the movement in Wisconsin has been very powerful, you know, trying to take back their country from that dreadful Governor Walker, who's been recalled, and is being funded by the Koch brothers and others. So there's a way to, you know, to establish a democracy in America, but it will take some effort and energy, but it's very important because the earth is in the intensive care unit and it's acutely sick. You know, it's actually dying at the moment.
Well, you know, Doctor, we've got, you know, we're talking about corruption here, but it's far deeper than I ever imagined it. We started broadcasting 5.5 years ago. Charlotte and I started out with corrupt elections and electioneering fraud. That was our first program 5.5 years ago.
Election theft.
So, you know, people can be responsible and get out and vote, but that vote sometimes is turned into whoever, you know, manipulates the election into their advantage.
But we've got to get out there and take over the Congress. You know, the Congress belongs to the people. The people pay for it. It's their building. They've got to take over the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and occupy that, like the people occupied the State House in Wisconsin for, you know, months, right through the winter. And so it actually takes commitment, responsibility, the sort of thing that I would compare to a doctor when I'm on duty at night and I've got a patient in the intensive care unit. I stay up all night with that patient. That's the dedication that we have in medicine, and we have to use that dedication now to save the planet. And it's America that has to decide whether or not the Earth lives or dies. It really is.
Well, what do you think our ramifications are for the Fukushima, Japan, nuclear disasters? I know that you went and studied Chernobyl and Three Mile Island in great detail. What is your prognosis for the United States? I do mean like the Midwest, not just the western coast, but how far in is this radiation going to penetrate?
The ambient levels of radiation in Seattle after the accident went up 40,000 times above normal. And the seaweed off the coast of California and Anaheim, where Disneyland is, the levels of radioactive iodine in the kelp were extremely high, and that came from fallout that fell down with rain. And radiation fell all over your country. The EPA stopped testing the air to see if you're getting radiation. They're not testing the fish that are caught in the Pacific on the West Coast. They're not testing the water, to their discredit, I must say. And if Building 4 collapses because it's very fragile and on top is a fuel pool with spent fuel, which has 10 times more radiation in it, really, than what was released at Chernobyl. If that building collapses with an earthquake greater than 7 on a seismic scale, then you are going to get a hell of a fallout. You know, if that happens, I'm thinking of evacuating my family from Boston because I've got two little grandchildren there and they're terribly sensitive to radiation. So, and no one seems to be, it's as if everyone's like those monkeys, can't see, can't hear, can't speak, that they're practicing psychic numbing, like lemmings rushing towards a cliff. I absolutely do not understand the psychology, except that there's a huge push to protect the nuclear industry, and they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on propaganda, you know, and there's a huge cover-up.
Absolutely. In fact, right now, I signed a petition to stop the Congress or the government from guaranteeing the nuclear industry's loans for the construction of new nuclear facilities. I don't think the government should be guaranteeing any loans in the nuclear field, period.
Well,
in fact, I don't think they should be building new reactors. I think they need to be planning to shut them down.
Mining uranium, you pay for the enrichment of the uranium, you pay for the building of the reactor, you pay for the decommissioning of the reactor, you pay for the storage of radioactive waste. And when the reactor's built, the utility gets hold of it and makes $1 million a day selling you electricity for things that you don't need, like electric carving knives and clothes dryers and stuff like that. And it's interesting because you can extrapolate that to the Pentagon, which is a socialized industry too, and you spend $1 trillion a year of your tax money on weapons and on killing.
It's just unbearable as an American. I cannot stand that.
Really?
We have another break upon us. We'll be right back.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield, and a warm welcome back to the very accomplished Dr. Helen Caldicott. Doctor, you have such an extensive background of activism and education, it would be nearly impossible. It would take an hour just to tell our listening audience just how much you've done in the past 40 years or so of your career. I was wondering if you would mind talking a little bit about the Women's Action for Nuclear Disarmament, or what is now called Women's Action for New Directions.
Yes, I started that in 1980 or thereabouts, 1979, because so often when I gave a lecture, the women would come up and be terribly motivated. I'd talk about the medical effects of nuclear war. And men would come up, and the man would say, look, you're not right, it's 357 cruise missiles, not 356. And the women would scream at the man and say, that's the sort of thinking that's going to kill us all. And I thought, women are 53% of the population, and we really have the power. And I actually started a new political party called the Women's Party for Survival so that we could eradicate nuclear weapons. And then people told me I was naive to think I could start a political party in America, and I wish I actually had gone on with that. So then we called it the Women's Action for Nuclear Disarmament, and we've become very powerful, and my goal was to get 50% of the people in Congress to be women by the year 2000, which didn't happen, of course. And the representation of women is still not very high in Congress, which is very bad. But I think we've been effective in many ways, educating women and encouraging them to run for office.
You know, yeah, Doctor, I have what I call the man problem that I've looked at and written extensively. Men are the big problem. You know that.
I do know that, and I'm going to write a book called why men kill and why women let them, because
in some of your speeches and everything else and all your, the thrust of your whole being, well, women are our life givers and nurturers, and men are very detached and egotistical, maniacal idiots at times, are they not?
Yeah, they're strange creatures, I find. I mean, they're capable of great love and tenderness and the like when they fall in love or when their children are dying or whatever. But they are strange creatures to agree. I don't really understand them on the whole. I think there's been a lot of work done lately on hormone receptors in the brain and how that influences human behavior. For instance, testosterone makes people very aggressive, and if you give testosterone to women, for instance, if they have breast cancer or whatever, they become aggressive too, and their sex drive goes up, which is interesting. And there's another hormone that women secrete at a time of stress called oxytocin, which is a very nurturing hormone, and that's secreted particularly after women give birth. And I remember when I had my three babies, I felt I could feed the whole world. I felt so nurturing. And so there's a very big physiological and behavioral difference between men and women. And I want to explore that because I find that fascinating. I know that this is a contentious subject. My audiences get quite disturbed when I talk about it. But it's very important to analyze and diagnose why we keep fighting and killing. And if we keep fighting and killing each other, the way we always have, we're going to blow up the planet now that we've got nuclear weapons. There's absolutely no doubt about that.
Well, what I say, Doctor, sometimes is that we have false selves on, as generals, American generals, fighting other false selves in the guise of being Taliban fighters. See what I mean?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
These false selves are ego-based and nurtured, and the abstracted self then, well, within men, they can attain a higher level or a deeper delusional level of an abstraction of that false self. See what I mean?
Yes, I do. I think it was put best by one general who said, quotes unquote, if you take away our nuclear weapons, man, that's taking away the family jewels.
Yes. Well,
so
young
that's
men.
That's why I called one of my books in 1984 Missile Envy after Freud, you know, because these weapons, I think, you know, they must have erectile dysfunction or something like that.
Right. Well, we're all, I believe, in a delusional state, and men suffer a deeper delusional mode of existence than women do.
Oh, absolutely. I think.
And in that state, they're nurturing a false self through a lot more abstracted, conjured up, invented, and imagined ways to nurture that false self. And then that false self is tied to all these other false selves. And then that's the downfall of men in the world.
Well, you're probably right. And the fact is that we cohabit the planet with 30 million other species, all of whom are absolutely as important as are we. And we don't give credence to them at all. Our lives depend upon them, but our lives are less important than theirs. You know, koalas and kangaroos and wallabies and wombats and all the wonderful things we have in Australia, that will go too if we have a nuclear war. It just sickens
right.
me. It makes my heart weep.
Right.
They can
what
go
would you
with
say,
a nuclear accident as they can go with a nuclear accident as well. I feel extremely vulnerable for the number of submarines that are out in the oceans, for the number of nuclear power plants providing, you know, electricity for communities. I feel very vulnerable even outside of whether somebody will drop a bomb or not.
Yes, you're right. America's got 104 nuclear power plants. They produce 20% of the electricity you use, and Americans waste 28% of the electricity they use, so therefore nuclear power is absolutely unnecessary, as it is in Japan, because now all their 54 reactors are closed down and they're doing all right. You know, they may be sweating a bit more in the summer because they can't run their air conditioners. Well, that's too bad. But you've got, I think, 21 reactors of the same design as Fukushima. Many of them are very vulnerable. Four are built on earthquake faults in California. I think that the Indian Point reactor is 35 miles from Manhattan near an earthquake fault. North Anna reactor near Washington, D.C., there was an earthquake near that recently and shook shook the reactor. So you are in great jeopardy.
And let's not kid ourselves. The nuclear engineers or the nuclear field is primarily full of men. End of discussion.
Well, I have to say that I do a lot of tweeting these days, and I tell you, some men are being so incredibly rude to me. So rude. And they work for the nuclear industry. They said they did it. And it's more than rude. They're disgusting.
I experienced, Dr. Caldicott, in the military, United States Navy, I was an electrician. I graduated in the top 10% of my class. Those top 10% who graduated with me got to go on to the Navy's nuclear program so they could operate the nuclear submarines. And that type of mentality that I saw was that, like a Top Gun fighter pilot almost. It was a very exclusive boys club, old boys network. You know, supposedly they were all high IQ'd, et cetera. I've been personally offended by their arrogance, their lack of common sense from day one.
Really? Were you on a nuclear submarine too?
No, I fixed them. I did not get to go out. There are women, I think, now serving on board submarines as of the last decade. But no, I got out before women were put onto the submarines. In fact, I'm under the impression, well, they certainly are on the New York, or the aircraft carriers, the nuclear aircraft carriers. And
well,
I could be mistaken.
It's totally inappropriate for women to be in the military. It was Gloria Steinem who introduced women into the military, saying, you know, we need equal rights. But women aren't killers. I think it's kind of, and you know, I think over 50% of them are either raped in the military or sexually abused because the way they train them.
Oh, yeah, it was not a fun ride, I'll tell you that much.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. We'll be right back. Thank you for being with us.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts benefits provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield, and a warm welcome back to Dr. Helen Caldicott. Doctor, I'd like to let the listening audience know that you have written numerous publications, and you are also the author of 7 books. For brevity, I'm not going to name all of your books, except to let the listening audience know that your most recent book was a revised update of your book, If You Love This Planet. It came out in March 2009. So folks, go to Amazon.com or Dr. Caldicott, where are your books available at?
Yes, if you go to my website, HelenCaldicott.com, you can order them from Amazon. That's the best thing, I think.
Okay, great. You've also been the subject of several films, 8 Minutes to Midnight, among, I'm not going to list them all, but ladies and gentlemen, if you go to our website and to Dr. Helen Caldicott's website, you can see that. And let's, George and I always like to end on a positive note. We're in our last segment, and I was wondering if you would like to talk about your the Helen Caldicott Foundation, nuclearfreeplanet.org,
yes.
And beyond nuclear.
NuclearFreePlanet.org. Yeah, I started the Helen Caldicott Foundation a couple of years ago, and we've got a web page, NuclearFreePlanet.org, and I've got a Facebook, and I'm doing a lot of social media now, tweeting and Facebooking, because I want to get to the younger generation, and they don't tend to read newspapers anymore, and they don't tend to watch the evening news or television. They're tweeting and they're on their Facebook. So I did that and it's becoming pretty successful. We're getting lots and lots and lots of visits all the time, particularly after Fukushima, because every time I opened my computer, I would get 500 new downloads. What am I going to do? Where will I live? What do I feed my baby? How do I protect my children? People are desperate to know, and I think that's still so. I also have a radio program called If You Love This Planet, so, and it plays on the Pacifica Network, community stations around America, Canada, and Australia, and I interviewed the top people, leading scientists, on nuclear power, on radiation, on cancer, on cell phones and brain cancers, on global warming, sea level rises, permafrost melting, on nuclear war and the threat of nuclear war, which is really ever-present every day, with weapons on hair trigger alert, as you know, having worked in the Navy and knowing about those nuclear weapons. So if you go to ifyoulovethisplanet.org, you can listen to those programs, which are very popular, I have to say, particularly the ones about Fukushima.
Yeah, Dr. Caldicott, we have your full bio. I put it in our webpage program guide there. thesecretsuite.com, and they can click off on your radio program, your publications, your foundations, and everything else. In your closing comments here, if we skipped over or left something out, summarize and give us some of your closing comments that could be good advice to our listening audience.
Well, the three problems facing the planet, the major ones, as I see it as a physician practicing global preventive medicine, are one, global warming. And we can fix global warming. And in fact, I produced a report or commissioned a report called Carbon Free, Nuclear Free. By 2030, America could be carbon free and no nuclear power using renewable energy. There should be a solar panel on every house in America, solar hot water systems, solar generated cars, you know, solar panels on the parking lots. There's enough wind west of the Mississippi to supply the country with three times the electricity you currently use. The answer to global warming is there. Look it up. It's on my webpage, Carbon Free, Nuclear Free. It's the prescription for survival. Number one. Number two, we must close down all the nuclear power plants in America tomorrow. And, you know, you are responsible for doing that. I think you should occupy the NRC. Whatever it takes, do it. Number three, we can abolish nuclear weapons. Russia wants to. Of the 23,000 hydrogen bombs in the world today, Russia and America own 97%. They're the real rogue states holding the world at nuclear ransom every second of every day when there could be an accidental nuclear war. So, therefore, if Russia wants to abolish the weapons and the Pentagon's holding it up, you have to get off your bottom, so to speak, and get out there and make sure that the American politicians are responsible to save the planet. And we can't abolish nuclear weapons. If Russia and America abolish theirs together, then we can say to France, okay, you get rid of yours. To England, you get rid of yours. To Israel, which has the third largest nuclear arsenal in the world, you get rid of yours too, India and Pakistan. So what I'm optimistic about is there are solutions to the three major problems facing the planet: global warming, nuclear power, and nuclear war. Educate yourself. I would quote President Jefferson, an informed democracy will behave in a responsible fashion. Inform yourself. Read the books I wrote. I don't need to make money. I didn't write them for money. I wrote them for education. Read them like I read Grey's Anatomy to become a physician. And know that because the Earth is in the intensive care unit, acutely, critically ill, we are all now physicians to a dying planet, and we can save it.
Well, I tell you what, it's getting very, very dangerous, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. And we must be informed, and we must stop practicing psychic numbing and face reality, go through the grief process, and then decide to do something about it. I mean, if you love your children, if you love your grandchildren, if you love smelling a rose when the roses start blooming, you'll know what I'm talking about.
As far as protecting ourselves from Fukushima, can things like changing our diet to protect the thyroid?
No, there's nothing you can do. Except that if you know that there's going to be a meltdown in a reactor near you, you can take potassium iodide tablets before you breathe in the radioactive iodine in the radioactive cloud that blocks the uptake of radioactive iodine in your thyroid gland. But there are 200 other isotopes, as you mentioned, which go to all sorts of organs in your body, and that won't stop cancers developing in various parts of your body. No, the answer is there's nothing you can do. That's a tragedy. That's the diabolical drama of nuclear power. There's nothing we as physicians can do to protect you or save you once a nuclear accident has occurred and you've been irradiated or you eat radioactive food. Do not eat any food from Japan. Hillary Clinton signed a deal with Japan saying that America would still import food from Japan as normal.
So you believe that there's a cover-up on the dangers that are occurring right now in Fukushima?
I don't believe there's a cover-up. There is a major cover-up in your media, a major, wicked, immoral cover-up. something that we've never seen in the history of medicine before, because this is a medical problem. It's a medical problem.
So that's what we started out reporting this within days of the night of the accident over there. We were getting reports that within 24, 48 hours, their meltdown, their isotopes and particles being released that would indicate meltdown underway. We were on top of this, but the press and the Air Force, we interviewed Air Force personnel. They were all in to put a cap on it and keep it down, keep it quiet, moderate their view. That's what we saw.
It's really wicked. I can't think of any other word but wicked. Just wicked.
Right. It's wicked, that's for sure.
Well, on a positive note, the civilians of the United States have started a sort of semi-professional, we can't even call it professional, but these are amateur radiological workers who are trying to test. It's a voluntary system. It's nationwide where they're measuring background radiation. Because we know the government's not doing
gamma,
it.
With Geiger counters, but you're only measuring gamma radiation, which doesn't tell you what the isotopes are. Some isotopes from reactors give off gamma radiation, and some do not. Some, like tritium, only produce beta radiation, which is not measured with a Geiger counter. Some, like plutonium and others, only give out alpha radiation, which is not measured by a Geiger counter.
Absolutely.
So
the learning curve is steep, and anyways, we can conquer this, like you were saying. We have tough challenges, but we can do this.
Dr. Helen Caldicott, we certainly admire all your hard work. We're getting ready to exit here in about 30 seconds, but thank you for taking the time to being on our program, and we certainly do honor you tonight and all your past work and your brilliant type of approaches here.
Thank you very much. It's my great pleasure to have been with you, and I admire you too for what you do.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.